Welcome to CBT News with Jim Fitzpatrick.
Good morning, everyone. Jim Fitzpatrick with CBT News. Thanks so much for joining us today. Hurricane Ida devastated many on the Gulf Coast before making its way into the Northeast. As residents in both areas pick up the pieces and government officials tour the damage, we continue our coverage on the hurricane's impact on dealers. We're pleased to welcome in NADA's first female chairwoman and current NADA Foundation chairwoman, Annette Sikora, to discuss NADA's Emergency Relief Fund and how you can get involved today to help these dealers and their families. Annette, thank you so much for joining us on CBT News to discuss this very important issue.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Where do we stand now? How many dealers have been impacted by the hurricane?
Well, you know, anytime we have a disaster, it takes a little bit before we get a full count of the numbers affected. But we have received over 80 applications to date, just on this most recent. So yes, very devastating occurrence to all these dealership employees.
Sure, I can imagine. And what sort of help is needed?
Well, you know, when these natural disasters occur, dealerships are huge community supporters, and dealership employees are normally the first ones out there helping their fellow man. And right. They need help themselves. And so this fund does that. They can apply for help, and we get it to them very quickly. It's based on a sliding scale up to $1,500. Okay. And that gets some money into their hands for those things that, you know, while they're waiting on insurance and the things that insurance doesn't cover, because insurance doesn't cover everything.
That's right. That's right. And it takes so much time to get all of that sorted out. And I know in the past, NADA was there on the spot, literally handing out checks to the employees of these dealerships. And it came in handy in a very, very big way to these, you know, to these poor families out there that need all the help they can get. We spoke to a number of them here on CBT News, and they reported that, you know, it came at a time when not a lot of other people or entities were reaching out with that kind of immediate help. So it really is. It's a huge helping hand, isn't it?
It is. You know, this fund was established in 1992. Mm-hmm. And so throughout the years, we've helped more than 12,000 dealership employees and distributed about $9 million in assistance. Great. So it really feels good to help our own, especially when we know they're out there helping others.
That's right.
They're either still at the dealership trying to help others with their vehicle problems that have happened through all this disaster, or they're out there in their neighborhoods helping clean up. We just know so it feels great to help our own.
No question about it. And, you know, this comes obviously on the heels of everything that these dealerships and the rest of the industry has been through in the last year and a half with COVID-19 and now the Delta variant and such. And now they get, you know, just clobbered with this hurricane that has just put so many people, you know, out of their homes and without, certainly they don't even have electricity in many areas in these states. So I can imagine, you know, how thankful they are to be able to get something like this from the NADA fund.
Yes. And, you know, this comes from generous donations from other dealers, dealerships, dealership employees. And they can go on the NADA Foundation website, nadafoundation.org, and go to Emergency Relief Fund and hit donate. Or if they get our headline news, they can just click the button and click donate, because this is how we help our fellow dealership employees, is by increasing this fund. Donations are needed to continue to help others.
And it should be clear to everyone that it is for the employees. It's not to help dealers out. Obviously, dealers, you know, have got insurance policies to cover a lot of these types of things, but the employees often don't. And, you know, we did want to bring you on today to encourage dealers out there and managers, anybody listening to this, to make a donation. It's as easy. You're a click away, and the click means so much to so many at a time they really need it, right? And as you said, NADA has been there helping families of dealerships for so long. And dealers, you know, just a reminder, you know, today it's the Northeast and Louisiana and the Gulf Coast, but tomorrow it could be something in your neck of the woods, and maybe it's not a hurricane, you know, maybe it's something else. Maybe it's some of the terrible fires we see in California or some other floods or things like that. So, you know, it's just the right thing to do.
It is. This is where we just all lend a hand and we know that that hand will be extended to us if we needed it.
That's right. Sometime,
hopefully not, but we have this fund and it's a really wonderful thing.
That's right. Will you be, or will NADA be sending anyone down or to these areas at all to work with dealers and their employees?
You know, right now we're working closely with the state ATAEs and, you know, if it's appropriate, we'll go deliver the checks, but many times, you know, we certainly don't want to get in the way when they have these disasters. So we just kind of monitor that case by case.
Sure, sure. We interviewed Will Green, who, as you know, is the president of Louisiana Automobile Dealers Association. And he said, what a tremendous help NADA is during times like this. And he really was so thankful for, you know, the NADA coming in and helping. And he said, I've been there before, he said to us, where they were, you know, right there willing to help us with these generous donations that, you know, dealers and their managers and families have made. So, if we can change gears for just a second, how are things going right now from your perspective? I know that you're a dealer in Texas, right? Do you have vehicles?
Well, about like everybody else, a few. You know, it comes in and we sell it. The market's still been strong. You know, I think what highlights most for me is how resilient and adapting dealers are. Whatever challenge we get hit with, we find a way, and mostly we find a way to serve our customers. So that's, you know,
that's
it,
right.
It just makes me extremely thankful that I chose this as a career years ago.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on CBT News. Annette, will help in any way that we can to get the word out. Certainly this will be on our website. Dealers that are watching, you're just a click away. If you're on our website, it will connect you to the NADA's website where you can make a donation very quick, very easy to do, but you'll be helping so many. So Annette Sikora, Foundation Chairwoman for NADA, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on CBT News.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for watching CBT News, the voice of the retail automotive industry. Fitzpatrick, Pash, Kane, Lewis, Greenfield, Reed, Dawson, Lopes, Rice. The best lineup in retail automotive. CBTNews.com. Subscribe today.